Well, Senate, please come to order. Will members please vote to signify your presence?
The roll shows 19 members present. Senator Wilken is excused.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, the Reverend George Salides of Holy Trinity Episcopal Church.
With deepest respect for the religious traditions of all Alaskans, I offer this prayer. Gracious Lord, Creator of heaven and earth, we give you thanks for the majesty and grandeur of this land in which we live. We thank you also for the opportunity to test ourselves against the challenges of this land, learning to live with humility and in harmony with forces beyond our control. As the spring turns to summer and the annual fires begin, we pray protection and blessing upon all those who put themselves in harm's way for the preservation of our life and land. We are thankful for the safe return of our brother Bruce, and share in the relief of his wife Luann, his family, and friends. We ask your blessing and protection upon the most vulnerable of our state, in particular the young, our elders, and the very poor. We pray especially for those living in the streets of our towns and cities, and for the victims of every kind of abuse and violence. As we consider the cost of our own work to safeguard these, our brothers and sisters, may we be reminded of the words, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." May this house be blessed with a spirit of forbearance and goodwill, unity and concord, that at the day's end, each may greet the setting sun at rest in dignity and peace. Amen.
Senator Cowdery, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 98th and 99th legislative days.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journals be approved as certified by the secretary.
And without objection, the journal will be approved. Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator Bundy.
Thank you. I have four people to introduce. I'll start with the person that the other three give meaning to life for the other three. On my right is Jesslyn Wolliver. You know her father. He's been working in this building for a long time. Jesslyn is in Juneau visiting her dad, and she is 12 years old, a sixth grader at O'Malley, one of our finer schools in Anchorage. She likes to play soccer year-round and likes to ski at Alyeska. Want to brag a little bit, she is one of those young people smart enough to wear a helmet when she skis, and she skis so fast that I am smart enough to wear a helmet when I'm skiing around her. So would you please introduce her, or I mean, welcome her to the Senate. If I may continue, I have three other people to introduce. I'd ask them to stand as I call their names and make the introduction. We hold our applause until I've introduced all three, taking beauty before age. We will start with Barbara Nygasset. Barbara is the principal of Spring Hill School, which is in the Anchorage Hillside. She's also the president of the Alaska Association of Elementary School Principals. With her also is Kathy Reckon. Kathy is principal at Girdwood K through 8 school and in Senate District P. Also, we have Sway of Gustafson, a fine German name, who is the principal at Greening Middle School, Eagle River. He's a board member of AASSP, which I understand is Alaska Association of Secondary School Principals. He's also a member of the Anchorage Principals Association. Would you please welcome these people to Juneau and thank them for all they do for our kids.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. Today we are assisted on the floor by a very, very special page. Please stand. She is my granddaughter. She learned to ski this last year from, along with her four-year-old sister Karis down Alyeska. She's a student of Pacific Northern Academy, and it's very difficult to get her off the snow machine in the wintertime. She's also Mrs. Madeline Rose Short. She's accompanied today by her grandmother and her father, Lillian and Hugh Short, that I've introduced earlier this year. Please give a warm welcome to them.
Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I have several people to introduce today. We also, actually, we have two guest pages to start with here from the Anderson area. We have Arielle Axford and Brittany Warner on the right over there. We have other students from Anderson, but I thought I'd do those two first. We have from Fairbanks, one of my Fairbanks constituents, Tim Dorn. He's the principal of Denali Elementary School in Fairbanks, currently in his 16th year. He's a state representative on the Board of Alaska Association of Elementary School Principals and is the president-elect of the Fairbanks Principals Association. Also have from the Anderson School, these are all students that participated in the and were the ones that developed the Great Anderson Free Land Initiative. We have in the gallery behind me, Jamie Sutton, can you please stand? James Hollis and Sky Shepherd. And we also have, their motto is, we create our own reality, is the motto of the Anderson students who led the Free Land Initiative anyhow. The group is also involved in economic development, which they discussed at length with me yesterday in my office. They are here with Stacy Frisbee. She is the family program coordinator for the Clear Air Force Station. And we also have present from the Denali Borough, Gail Picknick, the borough clerk, Amanda Nyberg, the borough treasurer, Eileen Holmes, the assembly, an assembly member, as well as our Maida Boulard, another assembly member. If you'd please make them feel welcome, I'd appreciate it.
Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Madam President. With me today in the far gallery is Erica Painter. She's principal, if she could stand, she's the principal of my Auntie Ray's school, the Racy Stedman Elementary School in Petersburg. She comes here every year and visits the legislature. She's also the vice president of the Alaska School Board Association's Elementary School Principals. And with that, I'd like to have the Senate give her a warm welcome. And also with me, Madam President, for the visually impaired senators, we have photos and names. So I'll start the list. I'll start on the far side with let me back up a little bit. The students are from the Holy Name Catholic School in Ketchikan. And with them is Les Stanley, if he could stand. And then behind me, I've got quite a list. We'll have Molly Peel, Narissa Bindia, sorry for mispronouncing that. And then Sister Mary Kay Moran. And then followed by the class, Katrina Stanley, Riley Glass, right? Brian Auger, I think, Jean McCleary, Emma Scott, Devon Keane, Nathan Buendia, Rachel Glass, Wilbur Fisher, Brittany Peel, Logan Collins, Jacob Plotz, and is Amy Meck also here? And I think that's everybody. Okay, with that, I'd like to give him a warm welcome.
Senator Ellis.
Good morning, Madam President. I'd like to introduce an outstanding member of my staff. She's in the Ziegler Gallery this morning, and she has worked on the substance abuse bill that's before us today, Senate Bill 100. She performed in the Alaska Folk Festival. Many of you recognize her and her beautiful voice from the legislative skit. Please help me welcome my staffer, Kate Herring.
Senator Higgins.
Thank you, Madam President. Today we have three people from the Mat-Su Valley who are dynamic leaders and hold key positions in our community. The first of which also rides a mean snow machine, Arctic Cat normally. Carol Kane, would you please stand up? Carol is a former principal of Houston High School and worked for a number of years in leadership positions in our district. She's presently the executive director of the Alaska Association of Secondary School principals. Next is Sid Duffin, who has her power red on today, who's the principal of Conley High School, which Becky and my wife and I have had two kids graduate from. And Sid is the president of the Alaska Association of Secondary School Principals. And finally, Mr. Matt Clark, who is the principal of Sioux Valley Junior Senior High School. And in the case of Matt, I mean, anybody up in the Talkeetna Sioux Valley area knows what his family brings to the table, which is a very positive, high-valued family. And in addition, on behalf of Matt today, I would like to say thanks to this body for the support you gave to his school last year. And the roof is being replaced as we speak today. And they're operating out of portables for the most part, but very thankful. Please join me in welcoming the three.
Senator Kukesh. Yes, we may. At ease. The Senate will come back to order. Senator Kukesh.
Thank you. Madam President, this morning I have students from the Construction Trades Academy who are here with us today. This academy is a two-week session that focuses on hands-on construction skills and training, apprenticeship information, career exploration, and job search strategies. I have six individuals from my district I'd like to introduce to all of you today. If you would hold your applause, please, while I introduce them. From Haynes, I have Ryan Staska. Three individuals from Hoonah, Carrie Ames, Herb Shakely Jr., and Sam Shakely. And from Yakutat, I have two individuals, Brandon Johnson and Skylar Peterson. Would you just please join me to welcome them to Juneau to the Senate.
Madam President, I have students here from the same program, and before I introduce them, I just want to say that they're part of the CIRC Alaska Works partnership, and the Construction Academy is hosted here in our community by our local plumbers union and their training center. And with that, two students from Juneau, Abel Jones and Olin Nordgren, they're in Senator Ziegler's gallery. If the body could welcome them.
Senator Stephan.
With me today, there's three young folks from Sitka with the construction trade group. Justin Shalom, there, and then Chad Winnup, and Alice Davies. With that, I'd like the Senate to give them a warm welcome.
Senator Davis.
Thank you very much. I also have a constituent here today by the name of Mike Tucker. I think he's in the opposite gallery over there. He's also working in the trades here. He's a member of Carpenter's Local 1281, and he's an instructor here with the group of students that are here. There's 18 local youth in a construction trade academy, and you've met many of them already. Would you please help me welcome him?
Awesome.
Thank you, Madam President. First of all, I always want to announce that Nome has gone ahead and joined the major media group that's down here in Juneau, and we have an evidence of that with the Nome news person that's joined the ranks here, and that's Jesse Zink sitting over there in the press box. He just came to work for KNOM a number of months ago, and he's in August he's going to be heading off for Africa to continue on with some work there. With that, please help me welcome Jesse Zink, please.
Are there further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Madam President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated April 24th, stating the House passed and is returning the following. CS for Senate Bill number 61, Finance Amended, Supplemental Appropriations. It has been referred for enrollment. Message dated April 24th, stating the House has passed and is transmitting the following for consideration. CS for House Joint Resolution number 18, Transportation, by the House Transportation Committee. Opposing the enactment of the provisions in the Next Generation Air Transportation System Financing Reform Act of 2007 that impose air traffic control user fees, increase aviation fuel and aviation gas taxes, reduce airport funding, and reduce congressional oversight of the Federal Aviation Administration.
That will go to where its companion is in transportation.
Yes, for House Bill number 170, Finance, by the House Finance Committee. An act relating to annual audit reports by insurers to custodian of insurer assets, to writing workers' compensation insurance by surplus line insurers, to reports by surplus lines insurers, to the definition of wet marine and transportation insurance, to false or misleading financial statements concerning insurance audits, to high deductible health plans, to retaliation for obligations, prohibitions, or restrictions imposed on Alaska insurers by other states or countries, and to the membership of the Alaska Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association and providing for an effective date.
That will meet up with its companion in Labor and Commerce.
CS for House Bill number 185, Community and Regional Affairs, by the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act relating to certain municipal service areas that provide road services.
And that will also meet its companion, but in transportation.
Received message dated April 23rd stating the House failed to concur in the Senate amendments to CS for House Bill number 95, Finance, namely Senate CS for House Bill number 95, Finance, amended Senate appropriation, operating budget, loans, funds, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendments. In the event the Senate does not recede, the Speaker appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate: Representative Chenault, Chair, Representative Meyer, Representative Jewell.
That will remain on the Senate Secretary's desk for the time being.
Received message dated April 23rd, stating the House failed to concur in the Senate amendments to CS for House Bill number 96, Finance, namely Senate CS for House Bill number 96, Finance, Appropriation, Mental Health Budget, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment. In the event the Senate does not recede, the Speaker appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate: Representative Chenault, Chair, Representative Meyer, Representative Jewell.
That, too, will stay on the Secretary's desk for the time being.
Those are all the messages from the House, Madam President.
Communications.
Report from the Commissioner of the Department of Administration, dated April 23rd, has been received, stating the monetary terms of the settlement of a dispute between the state and the Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific in accordance with AS 2340-215.
Refer to Finance Committee.
I have no further communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 8, Mental Health Patient Rights, Staff Gender, New Zero Fiscal Notes, signing due pass, Senator Davis, Chair, Senators Elton, Thomas, Dyson, signing no recommendation, Senator Cowdery. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 78, Motor Vehicle Window Tinting, and recommends a Judiciary Committee substitute, previous Zero Fiscal Notes, signing due pass, Senator French, Chair, signing no recommendation, Senators Wilikowski, McGuire. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 95, Competitive Bidding for Ballot Prep, and recommends a State Affairs Committee substitute. New Zero Fiscal Note, signing due pass, Senator McGuire, Chair, Senator Bundy, signing no recommendation, Senators French, Stevens, Green. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 111, Kodiak Narrow Cape Public Use Area, and recommends a Resources Committee substitute. New Zero Fiscal Note, signing due pass, Senator Huggins, Chair, Senators Stedman, Stevens, Wilkowski, McGuire, Wagner, signing no recommendation, Senator Green. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 124, Alaska Workforce Investment Board Allocation, and recommends a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute. New Fiscal Note, signing due pass, Senator Ellis, Chair, Senator Stevens, signing do not pass, Senator Bundy, signing no recommendation, Senator Davis. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 134, Funding Shortfall Policy, New Zero Fiscal Note, signing no recommendation, Senator McGuire, Chair, Senator Stevens, Green, signing do not pass, Senator Bundy, signing amend, Senator French. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 145, Municipal Impound Forfeit Motor Vehicle, and recommends a Community and Regional Affairs Committee substitute. New Zero Fiscal Note, signing due pass, Senator Olson, Chair, Senators Wagner, Stevens, Kukesh. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 150, Crimes at Domestic Violence Shelters. Previous Zero Fiscal Notes, signing due pass, Senator French, Chair, Senators Wilkowski, McGuire. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill number 158, Shirley Dementia Memorial Bridge. New Fiscal Note, Signing do pass, Senator Kukash, Chair, Senators Wilkowski, Olson, Cowdery. The bill has no further referral.
The bill has picked up a fiscal note and will be referred to Finance.
State Affairs Committee considered CS for House Bill number 109, Judiciary, Amended, Disclosure, and Ethics. Previous zero fiscal note. Signing no recommendation, Senator McGuire, Chair, Senators French, Stevens. Signing do pass, Senator Bundy, signing amend, Senator Green. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill number 118, Rules, Prohibit Allowing Minors to Have Alcohol. Previous zero fiscal notes. Signing do pass, Senator Ellis, Chair, Senator Davis. Signing no recommendation, Senators Bundy, Stevens. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered CS for House Bill number 136, Finance, Title Amended, Dental Hygienists. Previous indeterminate fiscal note, signing do pass, Senator Davis, Chair, Senators Elton, Thomas. Signing no recommendation, Senators Cowdery, Dyson. The bill has a further referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution number 6 by the Senate Resources Committee, urging the United States Congress to defeat House Resolution 39 titled to preserve the Arctic coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, Alaska, as wilderness in recognition of its extraordinary natural ecosystems and for the permanent good of present and future generations of Americans.
Resources.
Senate Joint Resolution number 7 by Senator Olson, opposing the enactment of the provisions in the Next Generation Air Transportation System Financing Reform Act of 2007 that impose air traffic control user fees, increase aviation fuel and aviation gas taxes, reduce airport funding, and reduce congressional oversight of the Federal Aviation Administration. Senate Joint Resolution number 8 by Senator Olson, urging the United States Congress to intervene to eliminate or reduce the planned parcel post and bypass mail rate increases adopted by the United States Postal Service because of the severe effect the rate increases will have on rural Alaska.
Community Regional Affairs.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 161 by Senator Olson, an act relating to the Alaska Coastal Management Program.
Community and Regional Affairs, Resources, and Finance.
I have no further Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Good
evening. Next order. End of the daily calendar.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we extend the reconsideration on Senate CS for CS for House Bill 171, State Affairs, accommodating the 90-day session. I move we extend that reconsideration to our next regular session.
Next calendar day. Thank you. Without objection, we will reconsider that on the next calendar day.
And Madam Chairman, I'd ask that members place these three amendments that you have in the red reconsideration file, if you will.
Secretary O, did you have something, or that? Okay, thank you. Very good.
Senate Bill number 84 by Senators Olson, Elton, Ellis, Davis, Dyson, McGuire, Thomas. An act relating to the burning capability of cigarettes being sold or offered for sale or possessed for sale, relating to compliance certifications by tobacco product manufacturers, a directory of tobacco product manufacturers, the affixing of stamps to cigarette packages and cigarette tax stamps, and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill and recommended a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute, new fiscal and zero fiscal notes, signing do pass, Senator Ellis, Chair, Senators Davis, Stevens. Signing no recommendation, Senator Hoffman, signing amend, Senator Bundy. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill and recommended a Judiciary Committee substitute, new fiscal notes, signing no recommendation, Senator French, Chair, Senators Terrio, Wilkowski, Huggins. Signing do pass, Senator McGuire. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended the previous Judiciary Committee substitute, previous fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senators Hoffman, Stedman, co-chairs, Senators Elton, Thomas, Dyson, Huggins, Olson. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator French?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute be considered in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the Judiciary Committee substitute will be considered in lieu of the original bill.
I have no amendments.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that CS for Senate Bill 84, Judiciary, be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, we're in third reading. CS for Senate Bill number 84, Judiciary, an act relating to the testing and packaging of cigarettes to be sold, offered for sale, or possessed in this state, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Debate. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. First of all, cigarettes are the leading cause of home fire fatalities in Alaska and throughout the United States. Unfortunately, the victims of these smoking-related fires and the fatalities that are there are not the smokers themselves, but indeed are people that are associated in the area. And what's even more significant is a third of these victims are actually children. What has been developed is a cigarette that, if left unattended, will continue to burn and smolder like any conventional cigarette until it hits one of these areas that are called speed bumps. And what it is an area of paper that's overlapping paper. And when it comes to that point, without any further action by anybody that's smoking it, these cigarettes will go ahead and self-extinguish. What Senate Bill 84 does, it mandates that only self-extinguishing cigarettes can be sold in Alaska. The legislation that is presented here has been already enacted in 9 other states, as well as all of Canada. As we looked at the news, as we've seen recently, as we looked out the window here a couple weeks ago, there was a fire just on the other side of the Baranoff Hotel. Fortunately, there were no lives lost, but this was caused by an unattended cigarette. In my own personal experience, as a practicing physician there in Nome, I can remember a 4-year-old Darren Olana who came on in with, after being involved in a fire, with smoke rings around his nose, soot in his mouth, and burned feet as he walked across he ran across the floor trying to get out of that burning house. That's the reason I feel so passionate about this bill, Madam President. And I feel that Senate Bill 84 will save lives, help reduce injuries and damage to people and property in the state of Alaska. With that, I ask for your support on this bill.
Is there further discussion? If not, we have CS for Senate Bill, House Bill 84, Judiciary, before us. Will the Senate pass CS for Senate Bill 84, Judiciary? Members may proceed to vote. All have voted. The Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. We'll tally the vote.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
And so CS for Senate Bill 84, Judiciary, has passed the Senate.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the final passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
The effective date clause has been adopted.
Senate Bill number 100 by Senators Ellis French. An act relating to substance abuse and mental health disorder prevention and treatment programs, and relating to long-term secure treatment programs for persons with substance abuse or co-occurring substance abuse and mental health disorders. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the bill. New fiscal and indeterminate fiscal notes, signing DuPass, Senator Davis Chair, Senators Elton, Thomas, Dyson, signing no recommendation, Senator Cowdery. The State Affairs Committee considered the bill and recommended a State Affairs Committee substitute. Previous fiscal and indeterminate fiscal notes, signing no recommendation, Senator McGuire, Chair, Senator Stevens, Green, signing do pass, Senator French, signing do not pass, Senator Bundy. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended a Finance Committee substitute, new zero fiscal note, signing do pass, Senators Hoffman, Stedman, co-chairs, Senators Elton, Thomas, Dyson, Huggins, Olson. There are 2 committee substitutes.
Senator Stedman?
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee version be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the Finance Committee's version be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
May
we have no amendments.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that CS for Senate Bill 100 Finance be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
We are in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill number 100 Finance, an act relating to substance abuse and mental health disorder prevention and treatment programs, and relating to long-term secure treatment programs for persons with substance abuse or co-occurring substance abuse and mental health disorders.
Senator Debate. Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to begin my brief remarks by thanking the Rules Chairman and all the folks who provided input to this piece of legislation and supported it along the way. This bill represents some common sense improvements to our substance abuse statutes. And I think what the co-chair of finance was going to point out for folks is that the involuntary commitment secure detox and treatment bed pilot project that had a significant fiscal note with us was, at my request, left out of the Senate finance version of the bill. That's open for future discussion between the legislative and executive branch and folks that are interested in saving some money with that program. So that's an interim project, and I note the presence of Mr. Jeff Jesse. He wasn't here during introduction of guests, but I think many of you know him. He's in the Ziegler Gallery, the director of the Mental Health Trust Authority, and he's given input to this and is willing to come to the table and work with me and other stakeholders, other potential funders, to talk about that pilot project and other services across the state in the future, because that is a big discussion that we should have. But this bill before us today is very simple. It has a zero fiscal note, but like I said, there are common sense tune-ups to the existing state statute. So it's not an expansion of services, but it's some common sense improvements that include, number one, putting pregnant women at the front of the line, the top of the list for our treatment dollars. That makes all the sense in the world for obvious reasons. Number two is that we require evidence-based and research-based programming in our substance abuse treatment program. Madam President, that's the term of art used increasingly across the country in recognition by budget writers and policymakers that people are, frankly, sick and tired of investing money in programs that may or may not work. We need evidence-based and research-based treatment programs so we can know that when we invest our scarce dollars in substance abuse, that we're getting value for those dollars invested. And finally, there's a very important provision here, and I appreciate the bipartisan support of this, a ban or a prohibition against discrimination against faith-based approaches to treatment in our public facilities. Those are effective faith-based treatment programs will be allowed in our public facilities. I think some people can respond to secular kind of oriented programs. Other folks respond better to treatment programs based on recognition of a higher power. I think a range of resources, and as short as they are, we can benefit from allowing those faith-based treatment programs, effective and faith-based, just like the secular programs, into our public facilities. So those are the tune-ups to our substance abuse statutes. Again, it's a zero fiscal note for this aspect of the bill, and discussions about other things can continue in the future. So with that, I appreciate the help and recommend a yes vote on this common sense bill.
Is there further discussion? Senator Terrio?
Thank you, Madam President. The previous speaker submitted an article that was on everybody's desk, and I just have a question then. It says, finally, Senate Bill 100 proposes an innovative pilot program to create a secure setting for treatment facility for involuntary. That all has been taken out? Okay, is it good? Yes, thank you.
Is there further discussion? Not. Shall CS for Senate Bill 100 Finance pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All have voted. The Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change their vote? Secretary will lock the roll. The Secretary will tally the roll. Tally the vote.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
Would you like me to record the vote?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I got it out of order. Are we good? So, CS for Senate Bill 100 Finance has passed the Senate.
Citations. Honoring Senator Georgiana Lincoln. Honoring Yakutat Girls Basketball Team. Honoring Heslia Lady Hustlers Basketball Team. Honoring 2007 Fairbanks Women of Distinction, Samantha Kirstein, Henry Gray, Ann Short, Nisha Steinkruger. Honoring 2007 Petersburg High School Boys Basketball Team. Honoring 2007 Petersburg High School Cheer Team. In memoriam, Sharon Lee Ranney. In memoriam, Shirley A. Dementia.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations are approved. Unfinished business? Senator Terrio.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a cross-sponsor on House Bill 152. That is a bill by Speaker Harris, establish a renewable energy fund and account as a similar vehicle on the Senate side, sponsored by Senator Ellis.
Without objection, you'll be shown as a cross-sponsor. Senator Dyson, Senator Wagner, Senator Bundy, Senator Ellis, Senator Kukesh, Senator Elton, Senator Stevens, Senator Wilkowski. Is there further unfinished business? Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to cross-sponsor Senate Bill, House Bill 119. I just gave you the wrong number. That's not the bill. I'd like to cross-sponsor House Bill 213, Crimes at a Domestic Violence Shelters.
Without objection, you will be shown as a cross-sponsor. As will Senator Elton, Senator McGuire. Is there further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to announce that the Committee on Regional Affairs meeting that was scheduled for tomorrow has been canceled.
Thank you. Any announcements? Briefings.
Madam President, the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee will meet tomorrow, Wednesday, April 25th. Before us will be Senate Bill 118, Plastic Bag Fee and Establishing a Litter Fund, House Bill 121, Workers' Compensation Records, and bills previously heard, Senate Bill 140, Leave for Bone Marrow Donations, Senate Bill 102, Mortgage Lending, Senate Bill 28, Limiting Overtime for Registered Nurses. And then a special note that Senate Bill 120, Unemployment Insurance Benefits, was in our committee referred to a subcommittee. We're having a stakeholders meeting. Everyone interested on all sides of that issue will be meeting to organize it at 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Thursday in the Fahrenkamp Room. Everyone's invited. Thank you.
Further announcements? Special orders? Senator Dyson.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. Permission to speak on For a Good Time?
Senator Dyson, for a good time.
Yeah, those of you that were able to join us for the governor's prayer breakfast, it was indeed a good time. And, several hundred folks from around gathered to pray not only for this interesting and extraordinary governor we have, but all of you. And one of the things that intrigued me was the gift that the committee gave to the governor wasn't the traditional ulu or picture, but it was indeed a trampoline for her children. And when I walked by there this morning, it was up and apparently is seeing use. The other good time, several of you were able to join us for the FBI police social services presentation on child prostitution in our state. And for those of you that were able to be there, really ugly what's going on, and makes you wonder, how do the police work in those cases, keep their heads together? And I found out part of the way. I took those folks out to dinner last night. I agreed to buy dinner if they would tell me dumb crook, dumb cop jokes. And I ended up with tears running down my face, beating my head on the table, laughing at the stories. And I know that some of you have worked with police know that there's kind of a gallows humor that goes along with it. We appreciate what they're trying to do, and it was a good time. And they really appreciated those who were able to come and will be helping us on the legislation. Thank you.
Further special orders. Mr. Stevens.
Madam President, I move the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Friday, April 27th.
Until 11 a.m. on Friday, you're adjourned.